This is year two of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast, hosted by the Fountain of Filth, Club Devo member number 1477. The show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. This is Fountain of Filth, welcoming you to episode number 28 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Hope you didn't mind yet another computer-hosted show last time. It's been difficult to get enough time reserved to record and edit all of my commentary these days. I'm taking on more responsibility at my Taekwondo school, as I'm the only adult student who isn't a mom. Be it ever so housewife, I'm also getting more into sewing and crocheting. I'm a gal with a mission. I want to make crocheted energy domes, but I'm having trouble with the pattern. It's fucking difficult to get yarn to behave the way plastic does. Thankfully, I have some cool friends who are willing to help me figure this out. This episode is called The Boogies Boys Basement Show, Part 2. I've had this playlist for a couple of months, but I decided to save it until I had a chance to actually record commentary, as these songs are really fucking cool. I'll play them in order of Boogie Boys Basement CD number. You can also download these from my FTP server if you write me at fof@luckynerd.com or send me a private message on the Boogie Boys Basement forum located at boogieboysbasement.com/forum. First up, we have the first of Fountain of Filth's favorite five for this episode, Pink Rattle, from A001. I swear the song reminds me of the band The Animal. One line in this song ended up as a song of New Traditionalists. See if you can spot it. Next, also from A001, we have The One That Gets Away. Boogie Boy sings this one, which is fucking cool. Wouldn't it kick ass if Devo resurrected the song to put on their new album?
Thank you.
Third, from A055, we have Dove performing Praying Hands. I've always dug this song, and I thought it would be cool to play the Dove version.
Well, brothers and sisters all, we are so glad to be here. Yes. And now, we are going to do a song by the Devil Band. The Praying Hands.
Thank you.
Those Darn Girls is the fourth song for this podcast, and it's the second of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, as well as one of two selections from A067. I've heard this song discussed before, and it's fucking cool that I can now play it for you. I really wish this had ended up on an album, but yet again, maybe they'll decide to put it out on the next one. Fountain of Filth's favorite five song is also the halfway point for this show. It is Softcore Mutations / Going Under from A067. This is my current Pumse song, that is to say Taekwondo form song, though it took me quite a while to sync the movements with the lyrics.
Thank you.
For episode number 28 is It Doesn't Matter to Me from A080. I so wish that I had been able to see Devo on their Total Devo tour, as it's the first tour they did that I was A, aware of, and B, wanted to see.
Yeah. enough of that happy stuff.
Mongoloid!
Play something cool, Mark.
Seventh, from A099, the infamous techno Devo show is That's Good. Not as techno sounding as the other songs on the CD, but pretty fucking cool nonetheless. Fountain of Filth's favorite five today is Fräulein from A111. Gone is the raw, gritty version of A001 and the electronic joyride of the hardcore version, but it is replaced with an equally fucking awesome jazzy version. I think the true mark of musicians and songwriters is their ability to rearrange their songs and make them equally as good or even better. Devo passes us for fucking flying colors, don't they?
Let's start with a little jazz number called My Fräulein Done Told Me. Take these home and memorize them. Anyway, here goes nothing.
Last of Fountain of Filth's favorite five for today is Find Out from D003. Scrumptious bass from Gerald V. Casale makes this a fucking awesome demo.
Thank you.
Last on our list from S016 is the Bob One Band doing Magic Johnson / Nutty Buddy. Obviously, this is Nutty Buddy with some rewritten lyrics to make it fit Magic Johnson and his situation at the time. It's hard to believe that it's been over 15 years since we found out that Magic Johnson was HIV positive. Back then, we all figured he only had a few years, as the antiviral drugs were still brand spanking new. Has it really been that long since I was a junior in high school? Scary. And there you have it, episode number 28 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Special thanks as always goes to my husband Kevin for his support. Like our wedding vows said, he is my beloved and my best friend. Thanks also to Boogie Boys Basement for all the Devo goodness you heard on this podcast. I'm not sure what or when the next episode will be, but I will do my best to put out one more episode this month. I sort of have an idea for the sequel to the Devo erotica story I wrote last year, but I'm still working on it, so it's not going to be ready for Valentine's Day. More dark demands will be filled, though the setting won't be a Devo concert. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, reminding you to wash your hands 3 times a day.